So good. I mean, okay, granted, you know, Hartnett, ugh, you know, but at least it wasn't the other doofus from the fucking American Pie movies.
The other doofus.
But you know the guy's name. He was in the Street Fighter movie.
Oh my god!
That they did with Kristen Crook.
the lacrosse player.
I can remember her name from Smallville. American
Pie, the lacrosse player guy.
Yes.
Shit, I've tried to forget his name.
I don't want to Google it because I'm trying to Chris Klein.
Children of the Addams.
Welcome to the Children of the Addams podcast.
Can you dig it?
All right, mm-hmm. Video. 3, 2, 1, go.
There we go. Fuck, the squeaking ass chair. It's quiet every other time of the day, except for
when right this now. Comes
out. Yeah, and then it just sounds like like an old granny rocker or something.
That's what I thought you were sitting in. Just big, giant, one of those, or it was a Canadian rocker. You ever seen those?
What's a Canadian rocker? Well, now, I don't. If I Google it, I'm curious what the first image is that shows up for Canadian rocker. So let's check.
David Lee Roth or something.
Where's Dave Grohl from? No, it's the actual chair. Oh, those are nice looking. More like a glider, those things.
Yeah, right? It glides. It doesn't rock. Yeah, it's fancy.
That's the way to do it. The Canadian really has that shit figured out, man.
Yeah, could be wearing your full denim
tuxedo.
All
right, are you looking for new furniture?
No.
No.
Not yet. Okay. Not wait until we get a new house. And then.
Well, I have a suggestion for you. I'm not sure if you've seen this or not yet. Ooh. You can click on that little link.
Oh. Ooh, fancy. Oh my God. Is that a giant? Oh.
If you have 10 grand to spare, there's a custom Dewback Star Wars love seat. They have an entire line. The coffee table is amazing. Scroll down. These people are just ridiculous. Like their entire Star Wars line, the Star Wars products. They have this coffee table that it's literally the Millennium Falcon, like, flying through the asteroid belt. It's clear glass on top. There's two asteroids holding the plexiglass up, and there's a full Millennium Falcon, like, just, like, going right through. And it's big. It's, like, 2 feet, you know, a two-foot-big ship. That'll set you back by $6,500, though.
That's not too bad. But I
didn't think that was bad either. But
that is looking pretty awesome. That's pretty amazing.
It is so amazing. Like, I really wish I had the money just to...
They have a Han in a carbonite coffee table, too.
Oh, yeah. I think that you can get that in an office desk as well.
Yeah, that one's $7,500. That's a lot of change.
Oh, the Han Solo desk is an even 10 grand.
Oh, my God.
So altogether, you're probably looking at, like, what? To Star Wars out your house, maybe get the director's chairs for their like a nice breakfast nook. The Star Wars classic storage table as well. I mean, obviously, you'll need some Mandalorian skulls for around the house. You're probably going to drop... I bet you could do your whole house for, like, 75 grand and have just, like, the dopest Star Wars pad on the planet.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, but that's, like, what? That's, like, one $5 lottery ticket. Boom.
Now, there was also the new Harry Potter collection, too, that just came out.
Is there a Harry Potter furniture collection, too?
Yeah, did you see that?
I did not. Where is that shit at?
Let me see if I can find it real quick on the Google machine.
Because I feel like those would be a little more reasonably priced.
Yeah, I would assume that.
Is that the one that says PB-teen?
PB-teen. I don't think so.
Harry Potter furniture line? PB-teen? Oh, this is a bunch of very nice duvet covers and stuff.
Oh, it's very boho.
It is.
I forgot where I saw that. I think it might be on the actual Harry Potter licensed shop.
Oh, for like the Universal Studios one or whatever it is?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but they had a whole, chairs and, coffee tables and stuff, and it looked really close to what the movie had.
So you could basically have the Gryffindor common room, but...
Yeah, like the common room. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome.
That would be pretty cool, though.
Yeah, that would be all right. Basically, I think you just need like a lot of reds and browns around the room. and everything should be squishy. All the furniture should be squishy. I bet you can get pretty close. If you had to choose one nerd theme to decorate your house, like what would it be?
The whole house?
Yeah. Or could you not do it? It'd have to be at least like one genre per room.
Yeah, I would definitely have to split it up into rooms.
What would your dream house be? Like, what room would be what?
Oh, we definitely have a Lord of the Rings Rivendell kind of thing going on.
That's a good choice.
In one of the rooms, yeah.
For like a bar, lounge area.
Yeah, or maybe like the outside is like that, where you have
a good water really feature. Ornate.
Yeah, good water feature. Yep.
Now you're thinking, ornate, and then you could have wood. A mother-in-law actual hobbit house down the hill.
And then, you know, like you definitely need like a space themed room.
Yeah.
Too. So, and you could choose, you know, like what kind of space theme, a little Star Trek or Star Wars.
Star Wars and Firefly, obviously. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe even a TARDIS in the corner somewhere if you feel fancy. But
well, that's definitely going to happen in our next house, where I'm going to build a TARDIS.
Are you really?
Kind of like it's the TARDIS will go on the outside like a closet door, so when you walk in, and obviously it'll be bigger.
Right. Yeah.
You know. So.
Is the door to the whole room going to be basically like the front of the TARDIS? So when you walk in, it's just like, you know, the whole room is just like all spacey and awesome. Or you said it was just a closet.
Well, I mean, so it'll be like themed like the actual TARDIS, but still functional closet.
That's
right?
Awesome.
So, and then front will actually, it'll look like kind of like a bookshelf.
Right.
But it'll open up and obviously be bigger inside.
So is it one of these like hidden rooms also that people are doing?
Like I've seen those
in the Prohibition rooms with like the false bat cave door and all that.
Yeah, we want to do that too, where we have to the office, we have a bookshelf where you can pull the book and it automatically goes.
I love
it. It opens up for you. Yeah.
What book is going to open your secret hatch? Have you thought that far in advance yet? Do you have one picked out?
I have not.
And an obvious shout out to Adam's family, it could be greed. You know what I mean?
Oh, like
that was the book they pulled for to going down to their vault. Remember?
That is a good one.
Yeah.
We have a ton of like really old books because people just give us old books all the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we'll have to go through and see what we got.
These are all like the old, like, you know, are they leather bound and super fancy, all that?
Some of them. Most of them are like really ratty, just like really old.
Right.
You know, and they've got that
where you open awesome it and it just it just smells like New Mexico. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just dust and hot wind.
Right. Yeah, ready to go up in flames at any moment.
Basically, right, yeah. So what do you have a favorite old book? Like, do you actually read these things, or are they just, you know, you're a collector of them, so you just appreciate them for what they are?
So most of them are stuff we've read before,
okay. And
we will try to find. So,
right.
Like, we have a really old edition of The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
What else do we got? We've got some big stuff. That's
first edition Harry Potter's, obviously.
Those. Yeah, I wish. Oh, my God. But we do have a Wind of the Willows and stuff like that.
Okay. A lot of good keepsakes.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since I've gone through them, but it's going to be a pain to move
to these fancy books.
New house.
Yeah.
Because all these books, like, and, you know.
Are you gonna make a library that looks like the Beast library from the animated Beauty of the Beast? you could do one of those ladders, like the roving ladders over the books. I've always wanted those. It's the most bourgeois want ever. But I'm like, I want one of those book ladders, man, that just slides. You know?
Yeah, my wife does want one of the books.
See,
one of the chairs that goes up and like you can slide across.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if our house is gonna be that big. You know, like, it'll just be like a mini ladder. You know?
You could just have like a partial addition done. Just make one portion of your ceiling like 12 foot tall, and that's just the library. And you could do like a skylight, make it look like a silo from the outside, or maybe like a castle turret.
That would be pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah. Then you could mount like a House Stark flag from it.
No. Oh,
yeah. Would you have a Game of Thrones bathroom? I think would be the obvious choice, right? I mean, it'd be easy to maybe build up like sort of an iron throne around the ceramic throne, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very easy. Oh, that'd be awesome, actually.
I mean, just like some great PVC pipe, you know what I mean? And you're always sitting there like Ned Stark in that promo, just like the Thinker, just firing one out.
Or so when, it was funny because when you were saying that, I was thinking of the old Lannister getting shot on the toilet.
Oh yeah, Tywin.
Yeah, Tywin getting shot on the toilet, like that kind of toilet where it's just like
it's just a cement slab with a big hole in it where you shit, and that's it. That's as fancy as it gets.
Like, oh, that kind of theme. All right, okay.
I wonder how practical that would be. Like, could you build, like, at least get maybe 3 cylinders and put, like, a cement slab over top and just fill up one at a time and just sort of cover it?
Oh, just ship them out after
One was done, just, you know, cover it up and, you know, get it out of there and just keep rolling.
That's like all those, the composting toilets for tree houses and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, like all those people on those shows that want to live in Alaska and just stare at, you know, bald eagles all day and not other people. Right.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we don't have running water, but we got a composting toilet. I'm like, oh, right. All right, sweet.
Push comes to shove, I can drink my piss. We're good.
Yeah. Like, oh, well, I'm glad you have a great view outside and no running water. That's awesome.
I don't know. Have you heard of Google Maps? Because that shit is ridiculous. Google Earth? Dude. I could go to the fucking Himalayas, man, right now. Just be sitting there, chilling, looking over everything.
Oh, yeah, those composting toilets. Every time they see them, because I watch like Treehouse Masters.
Oh yeah,
with Pete Nelson or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And so I'll watch them, and they're like, "Oh, I'm like, some of them get like legit bathrooms, you know, like with a septic system and stuff." I'm like, "Yeah."
So are they building treehouses like out in the woods, or are these treehouses like on proper property where you know you could look out the treehouse window and see your actual house?
Yeah, most of them are like right next door to the house,
but they have toilets in them anyway.
Yeah, sometimes.
Are these people all just balling out? Like these are not. Regular,
yeah, these are, you know, no, these people, are $250,000 right? Like tree houses.
Okay, so these people got some money.
Yeah, like and then some of the further ones that are out, they mm-hmm. can't do a septic system, right? So they'll do a composting toilet,
right?
And it's like, I'm sure these people are gonna be sick of that in like the first couple months. They're just gonna be like, this is fucking terrible.
Or what on like chili and Brussels sprouts day? You overflow that mother, dude. You're bathing in a pool of your own filth. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I don't know. At that point, it might be easier just to shit like Tywin.
Yeah. That's outhouse. Oh, and sometimes they'll make outhouses, too. Like, one of the last ones I saw, they actually built an outhouse for the people.
Do they have, like, a Batman zip line down to the outhouse, at least?
They should have. That would have been awesome.
Wouldn't it? Like, that'd be the dopest thing. Oh, time to shit. You jump on your little ladder, and you just swing on down. It'd be amazing.
Yeah. My wife desperately wants a treehouse, and I'm like, of course, I'm like, well, we have to have trees
you need trees
first. You know
what, like, you could do is they have those, there's all those DIY, the actual hobbit houses, like where you can build a nice little hobbit house, you know what I mean? Bury it like 2 foot in the dirt. You could build up like some nice flowers, a nice flower meadow like on the top of it a bit, you know what I mean? And she has a nice little Frodo house just for like painting and tea.
Painting a tea, that's actually probably the reason she wants a treehouse.
Right, yeah. See, then, you know, you don't have to worry about waiting 30 years for a tree to grow big enough. You just do a hobbit hole and you're rocking. And then you could just hobbit the whole thing out just with like fine artisan breads and cheeses. You know what I mean? Get a nice pipe.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
It does. I'm starting to get hobbit house envy just from talking about it. I have to look more.
I've seen those on Pinterest. They're giant, fiberglass houses that you pick and you just like put them in an area and then fill over top.
Yeah, basically.
It's like, well, that seems pretty simple. I think I could do that.
There's got to be someone out there by now who's like a prepper, but they're also like a bit nerdy to where you can get like a doomsday prepped like hobbit house where there's basically just the door in the side of a hill. You know what I mean? And there's like a solar panel that looks like a patch of mushrooms growing like a few feet away or something.
Yeah.
It's got to be a way to
do that.
That's
like in the have you ever seen The Road?
Is that the one with Viggo Morgenstern?
Yes.
No,
yes.
I have not.
So that's a super depressing movie. Like, just, it's absolutely...
Oh, shit. Sign me up. I know what I'm
exactly,
watching.
Exactly, right? I mean, it is a no-hope movie.
Oh, man.
But there's
my favorite.
There's one section. There's one section where they... He kind of like trips over this, I don't know, like thing in the ground, right? And he realizes it ends up it's the like a bomb shelter,
like a door to a bomb shelter,
Yeah, door for the bomb shelter. And it was, like, hidden, though.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, the road is post-apocalyptic. Right. Just absolutely just terrible.
No zombies, so it's not even a fun apocalypse. It's just, like,
it's just terrible the way human it might beings. Happen.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. absolutely terrible.
Got it.
so it is definitely the way it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go down there, and it's a, like, perfectly stocked bomb shelter.
Awesome.
It's awesome. There's food in there. It's, like... And for some reason, they decide to leave. I can't remember why.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah.
You're just yelling at the TV. What are you doing? Go back.
Yeah, I think it was too good for them. They couldn't stay there.
Oh, my God.
Something like that. But that brought it up, like, you know, the doomsday prepper.
Right.
You know, like, having a bomb shelter and stuff. And, like, you know, like I forgot what the movie was, but it was an old 80s movie where the kids would, like, hang out in an old 50s bomb shelter and just kind of skateboard and stuff in there. And, you know, like that kind of like hangout.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Just like hanging out at a bomb shelter.
Yeah, just hanging out at a bomb shelter. You know, because of like the whole 50s and or right. 60s nuclear scares.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, so.
You know, I bet if you had to, you could Google how to nuclear harden your own hobbit hole with just like a shitload of cinder blocks and like, you know, some steel piping or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a bunch of rolls of Tyvek. They have all that those rolls of that the radiation shielding now. Just, you know, triple wrap the walls in that fucker and you might be okay. Just in your little hobbit house.
Disaster prep hobbit house.
Hobbit house.
Let's see here. There's got to be. I mean, of course.
You could do your outhouse to look like the TARDIS and just let everybody know that you are probably the last surviving nerd and you brought your A game to the end of the world.
So, survivalistboards.com. Hobbit home. Survivalist forum.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I love the internet. What is this called?
It is the survivalistboards.com, and it is a thread about hobbit homes. What the fuck? Okay, yeah, so they're talking about the same thing that you brought up.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at pictures right now. Wow, these people are, man.
Like, this is not, like, this one is not just a hobbit home. This is, like, a hobbit mansion.
Yeah.
This thing is huge.
Yeah. Like, this would be the one Kanye West would live in.
Yep. Definitely.
This is crazy what these people are doing, man. You ever wonder, like, if these people ever put their mind to, like, medicine, maybe they could cure some shit, you know what I mean? Instead of just, you know, how do I nuclear harden a hole in my backyard? It's like, shit, dude. Get on an actual problem.
Yeah, some of these people are... They have too much free time, it seems like. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
But, you know, in all honesty, I'm looking at the hobbit hole. It doesn't look like it's that hard to do. Like, not the nuclear hardening, obviously, and all that, but just, like, putting up, like, one with, like, a little false, like, you know, false earth roof with some flowers. It looks like that'd be actually, you know, a fairly
pretty easy,
straightforward process. Yeah.
Even I could do that. That's what Pinterest is for, and then you could post your Pinterest fail once it and it caves in or something.
Yeah, you know what you could do then is you could just throw like some fake feet with hair on them, like in front of it, and it's like, oh, somebody got Frodo. It just becomes like a meme. You know, you write it out. You own it. You own the mistake.
You know, if you do a Pinterest underground hobbit house, there is quite a bit of stuff. Wow. It's really a pretty amazing how much stuff they go
in. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just...
I wonder how much money these people put in. I was thinking maybe, like, on a wood hobbit house, you know what I mean, and some flowers, you're talking, like, maybe $1,700 tops if you go, like, super good, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. It's like a shed.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, you just put some, you know, stuff over top.
But some of these have got to cost, like, $10,000, $20,000.
This one says, Fallout shelter's better than your home. I'm like, oh, Christ.
So
they are.
That accomplishes a lot. It shows you the lengths people will go to survive, and, you know, it'll make you feel bad about how shitty your house is.
True. That's, yeah.
I love that. I want to see
dual edged sword.
Yeah. Motherfuckers. Why this place is better than your current house. It's like awesome.
Oh, now I'm on the prepared page, and there's a hobbit style eco friendly house built from scratch.
Eco friendly? What does that mean? Like,
I think it's like zero. Like,
am I overthinking it? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay.
Sorry. I was like, what acronym is that? What are they trying to say?
Echo friendly.
Yeah.
There's no echo.
Got it. Okay. In. Yeah, yeah. I was just like, what the fuck? I was like, ECHO. I was like, what are they? But you, eco. Got it. The other one. See, that's how American I am, man. Echo. I say echo. You say echo. I go right to the fucking, to goddamn vibrations instead of the earth.
Eco?
Yeah.
Eco.
What? What's eco? What is this shit?
Echo.
Motherfucker. Yeah, it's like game. Eco the Dolphin. Remember that one?
Oh yeah, where you're an actual just a dolphin.
No, yeah, you know, but it was actually Echo the Dolphin. Yeah, and you could use your little sonic, like, you know what I mean, to knock out like the nefarious people who are polluting the sea or whatever the game was.
I think that was like the last good game for Sega CD. I think
was that on Sega CD? Is that how old?
I think
that was?
It was Sega CD.
Oh my god.
Oh god. We're just Echo the Dolphin. I think we'll just cover all the bases today. Yep, Sega CD. Mega CD, really? Windows.
What year did that game come out?
Oh, shit. 1992.
Dude. So that's 25 years.
And it was, yeah, Echo the Dolphin. It was rated really well back in the day. It was like supposedly a really good game. I only played it in the, like, not GameStop, but you know how, like, what was the other...
EB Games, then that.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I think it was EB Games
first. Yeah,
where they had like, you know, consoles set up.
Yeah,
and you could demo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the demo days, man.
Well, now they have like on Xbox, they have free to play weeks of games.
Really?
Right. So they'll have a new game come out or a game they're trying to promote, and that game will be, you can download it and play it for like 2 weeks.
Oh wow!
Without buying it. Yeah, it's really, it's weird.
Super convenient.
I'm like, I don't have enough space on my Xbox to download this game.
Well, that's why you gotta buy the new Scorpio one that has, you know, 9,000 terabytes and projects images onto your face so you never have to look away from the screen or, you know, something wacky.
So, I had a question, and I don't know. You have an Android phone, right?
I do. Uh-huh. Are you not an Android guy? Are you on iPhone?
I am on iPhone, yes.
Oh, wow.
And I was like thinking, how is this Face ID gonna work? You know, in the next iPhone, it's got the Face ID.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's all kinds of problems with it. Like, what if Halloween? What are you supposed to do?
Just not use your phone.
You can't unlock your phone.
Or like, what if you lose weight? You shave. You grow your hair differently.
What
like,
if you
how
don't
do you...
want to unlock your phone, but you're looking at it?
Oh yeah.
You know, like sometimes you just pick it up.
Yeah.
To like check the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at it, it's going to unlock.
Right.
Well, it's stupid. Like, it's just, it's not a very smart idea.
And, you know, not to, you know, go down a conspiracy theory hole, but what's that do if, like, a cop arrests you and they just hold your phone to your face real quick, then they got all your shit right there.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
They instantly unlock it.
Oh, dude, so creepy.
Yeah, and okay, so, and who stores the facial recognition software? Right. Like, all that information, it's got your face, and it's sent to wherever.
Yeah, don't worry, they'll be selling that to everybody who wants it.
I think we've just completely rounded the bases, and now, like, I don't even know what topic we're on anymore.
Now we're just all bummed out about everything that's going on. It's like, well, this all sucks, man.
Fucking dolphins with facial recognition in Hobbit houses.
Hobbit nuclear hardened houses, yeah.
Yeah.
We could just call it a show. I mean, I think that's a pretty solid effort. Sorry, everybody. We really went down a rabbit hole there for a bit. It, you know, excuse us.
Laser focused.
I don't know. It just felt natural. It felt natural to go down the rabbit hole of bullshit that we normally.
You know, that's what we should do one day. Is just have a show where we start on a YouTube topic or something, and then just keep clicking.
Right.
And find out where we go.
And just see where we end up.
Like, just keep going by the recommendations.
Right.
Of, and just keep going.
Yeah.
And see where it takes us.
That sounds good to me.
You like, start with, like, a Marvel.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's say a Captain America trailer. Something like that. And then just see where it goes.
Yeah. See what hole it takes you down. Then eventually we're watching Chris Evans put whipped cream on his body from that football movie. Or not the football movie.
Yeah.
He it was the fake spoof, high school movie, right?
The spoof, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not another team movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He even had the banana in his ass.
He had a banana in his ass?
Didn't he have it like a, it was a banana sundae?
Now
you want to Google that.
I kind of do, but I don't want to know what's going to come up if I, what if I misspell something? You know what I mean? Shit could get very weird, man.
Let's see here. All right, let's do banana. Chris Evans.
Wait, you're not going to put ass in to see what happens?
Nope, I'm just going to do banana Chris Evans. Chris Evans, yummy banana split. That's the first thing that comes
up. Oh, wow, that's quite the picture.
Yeah.
He does have one in his butt.
He does, yeah. It was a banana split.
This must have been before, like, he really started focusing on his legs. Look at how skinny his legs and butt are there.
Well, you know, it's like every you know, like, actor or... all show, no go.
Oh, you know? Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, I bet you Mark Wahlberg. I bet you he doesn't skip leg day.
Well.
I bet you he squats a lot. The Rock definitely does. He's got legs like a friggin' monster.
Yeah. Oh, he's got to hold up the rest of him.
Yeah, it's just true.
I was like, so I went to the Highland Games this weekend. Just to have another topic here. I went to the Highland Games.
Did they do like the competing with like the, where they throw like the giant telephone poles and all that shit?
Yeah, and they lift giant pieces of granite. So the mountain was there from Game of Thrones.
No shit.
And so him and another dude are setting a world record for stone lift.
Right then and there?
Right then and there, yeah.
Wow.
They've got this slab of granite that is 340 pounds.
Like the Taiwan toilet is what I'm picturing.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
A big slab of granite, and it's just flat on the ground. And so they have to pick it up from the flat, bring it up to their chest, and lift it over their head.
Oof.
Right? Ew. So the first guy does it, and he sets the world record. Mm. So then the mountain gets up there, and he does it, and then he reps it.
What?
He fucking reps it over his head four times.
How much weight? Four times? How much weight was that again?
340 pounds.
Get the fuck out.
And it's just a big, giant slab of granite. So it's not easy to, like, hold or anything. You have to, like, balance it. And he lifts it over his head, and he reps it.
Dude.
He's just a monster.
Well, he's got to be in mountain shape. They start filming here in a couple of weeks. So he's probably, like, he's close to being peak.
Yeah, he's freaking huge.
How like, tall is he? Like, in
I think he's 6'9".
God damn. Yeah. How close did you get to him? Did you get a chance to like shake his hand, fist bump, anything like that?
No. I was pretty far away. We got there. We got to the area, the athletics area. They call it the athletics area. Like,
is that just the right place furthest from the beer and turkey legs, or?
No, there is a right next to the athletics area. There's a beer garden.
Oh, okay.
And we had started out there, and then we went to another one.
Right.
But we came back, and there was a line of about 40 people to get into the beer garden. So, like, whenever one person left, they'd let one person in.
Okay.
So we just stood by the edge and tried to watch the mountain.
Right. Do some super impressive things. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a huge dude.
God damn. 6'9", and he had 300 pounds or 340 pounds just over his head, just repping.
He weighs almost 400 pounds, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How much weight does he shit in, like, a day?
He must eat, like, at least 6,000 calories.
I would assume. That's probably just in chicken skin from all the breast he eats, maybe. Like, dude.
Like, yeah,
if you weigh almost 400 pounds, like, you have to eat, like, what, like, 6 pounds of food a day, so you're probably shitting, like, 4.5 pounds a day, maybe?
His poor toilet. I bet he does have a slab of
he probably has one of those, like, a wooden stick to, like, chop the gigantic poo in half just so the toilet can take it, and a pitcher of water for assistance on the side.
Did you see the? Have you ever or seen the picture of him?
He would be
and
a perfect guy for a Taiwan toilet. No, I haven't.
So just do the search the mountain and his girlfriend.
Is she really a little?
Yes.
Dude, that no way.
I think the picture you're looking at is a little like perspective.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but there's other ones that, wow, dude. Height. Okay, mountain girlfriend height. Let's see. I'm really curious about that. Cause she is not a very tall lady, and he is a giant motherfucker.
I like the shirt he's wearing. It just says strong motherfucker.
Yeah, I, you know what? He can. He's probably the only one, rightfully, who could wear that shirt. I don't know if anyone could challenge him for that, could they?
I don't think so.
I couldn't. I couldn't beat that dude in anything. I'm very confident in saying that. It does. I can't find how tall she is, but she's got to be like 5'3", 5'4", maybe, right?
I don't know.
Because the bottom of her head, or the top of her head,
she might be like 5'8". She might be like 5'8".
My God, is that what I would look like next to that guy then?
Probably, yes.
Oh, dude, that's ridiculous. I'm not even a real person compared to that guy.
He's huge.
Imagine if aliens landed and it was me standing next to the mountain. Like, we're two different. We're not the same shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm this guy's pet, basically, is what they're going to think. They're not even going to address me like I'm a person.
Yeah.
They're going to talk to him, you know, and maybe throw me a treat. That is amazing. Dude, that's so big for a person. Like, that shouldn't exist. Is that the next phase in evolution, or is that just some abnormality that's just, you know, here to show us like how ridiculous we can truly get? You know what I mean?
He probably is the next stage.
Like 100 years from now, are we all just going to be mountains? You know what I mean? Just stomping around, riding, yeah, 6'9", buffalo.
403 pounds.
Dude, get out of Texas, man.
Yeah,
he's got to shit 4.5 pounds a day. Easy, easy.
His name is a Half Thor.
Yeah. Because, you know, yeah, maybe he was the smallest one of all his siblings.
Yeah,
the only one that Kronos didn't eat, you know what I mean? Fuck, dude, he's way too massive.
Now I want to look up his diet. Oh, yeah, Men's Fitness, here we go. His diet.
I bet he can't eat vegetables, right? I mean, maybe the animals he eats only eats vegetables, and that might be the only roughage he gets.
Yeah, I would assume it's just constant. Like, he probably has, like, live chickens, like, out in the, you know, just, and he just eats them.
Yeah.
All right, like, here we go. Wait. Oh, his nutrition plan. holy Christ. So, 650, he works out, and then he eats a handful of almonds.
But a handful to that guy is, like, 1,000 almonds.
Right,
so,
yeah. Like, yeah. I couldn't finish it.
No,
handful.
Okay,
so,
not.
At 7:30, after his workout, 8 eggs, 200 grams of oats, blueberries, strawberries, and an avocado. But 8 eggs. 8.
And a small goat on cheat days, I'd imagine.
At 9:30, he eats 400 grams of beef.
He just ate at 7:50.
I know.
Okay, sorry.
And then 400 grams of sweet potatoes.
Wow.
And then at 11:50, he has a shake.
Mm-hmm.
Then at 12, he eats 400 grams of chicken. Another 400 grams of potatoes. And then at 2, he eats 150 grams of oats or sweet potatoes, 2 bananas, frozen berries, handful of almonds, peanut butter. Oh my God. And then at 5:30, he eats 60 grams of protein and 2 bananas. And then at 6, 500 grams of beef, 500 grams of potatoes. This just keeps going. Oh my God.
Does he wake up to eat? He eats like every, like, what, 2 hours basically then, yeah, right? This guy's chucking in food.
8:30, 500 grams of salmon, 500 grams of sweet potatoes. Now at 10:30, he's eating 6 eggs, oof, avocado, and then finally, the end of the day, which is like at midnight, he eats 50 grams of protein or raw eggs. So the total in grams is 6...
You said raw eggs?
Yeah, or raw eggs, yep.
Huh. Is there a calorie total on that by any chance?
I don't see one.
Hmm. I'm going to guess whoever's writing the article just gave the fuck up and stopped counting. Because yeah, that's a preposterous amount of food, man.
I know.
That is ridiculous.
So they say it's 6 kilograms.
Of shit?
Of food. Food, yeah. Yes, they did the math.
I was like,
there.
Did they give the number of that? That's amazing. That's really a really well-researched fucking article.
That's a lot of food.
You said 6 kilograms, so hang on. That is,
it's like 12 something.
13 and a quarter pounds of food.
Oh,
Yeah, dude, he easily shits 4.5 pounds a day. Easily.
13 pounds of food.
A day.
Oh, my God.
And what if, like, there's days where he's just like, I'm going to go all out, and he just eats, like, 9 sheet cakes for breakfast.
This fucking cheat day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where he's consuming, like, 20,000 calories of just sugar.
How many Whoppers do you think on a cheat day that guy would take down? Like, 20?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Dude. Oh, my God. And holy protein, Christ. I mean, high-protein diets, anyway, I mean, you know, for those who are unaware, dude, your asshole is always barking, and it is foul. It just, this guy's just, he's just savaging toilets, and who's ever around him, oh, my God. He must just carry, like, he just douses himself in, like, orange essential oils and just walks around trying to smell as citrusy and polite as possible because he knows the thunder he is just going to wreak on who's ever
like
in his
coming
purview.
Out his pores.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
like
my God.
Just the meat sweats.
Yeah. He's sweating tiny chickens, it sounds like. Holy fuck, dude.
Oh, God.
Oh. That's a goddamn man right there. Man, fuck. There's just no way. I'd ride him like Master Blaster. Like, that'd be it.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is like, I'm not even half his size. That's how bad that is. Like, I'm not even half.
Yeah, I get it. I could ride his leg like a kid riding their dad's foot. You know what I mean? He would just walk around. Just, you know, it wouldn't even bother him.
It's, you know, like, watching him pick up that slab, it's like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, it's 340 pounds.
Yeah.
Like that's two of me.
And then he repped it.
What the hell? And then he repped it.
For no reason. Other than the fact he's like, oh, I got this.
Yeah. Oh, how many times do I have to do this world record?
Right.
Let me see here.
Yeah. How do I shit all over this other guy's face real quick? Oh, I know.
Oh, God.
So do you think the way he killed Prince Oberyn? The mountain killed Prince Oberyn in the show. Do you think Hathor is capable of that in real life?
Oh, just like crushing someone's skull?
Yeah, like literally. Do you think he could cave one in?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like easily, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Easily.
Oof.
He lifts. Oh, so another thing he does is he lifts like 1,000 pounds and carries it like it's a giant car thing or whatever. Because he does strongman competitions, which they lift weird stuff, right?
So, right, yeah.
Like he can lift like 1,000 pounds and then walk it 10 feet,
mm-hmm.
1,000 fucking pounds. That's insane.
How do they determine these events? Like they just make it up. Like what looks heavy? I don't know. How about that fucking cow? All right, pick up that cow and spin around backwards 4 times. Boom, record.
That seems to be
like,
it,
man. It's like we get it.
let me carry this.
We get
car.
Everybody. You're giant people. You're fucking super strong. It's impressive, but man, don't hurt yourselves. It is.
Yeah, it's weird. So, like, these other guys, these other strongmen, I mean, these are massive, huge dudes, right?
Right.
And then you see him, and you're like, holy Christ, he makes them look small. Yeah. He was huge.
It's ridiculous.
It was nuts.
Utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of guys like that, though. Like, imagine if superheroes were real in our world, and we lived, like, if the Punisher, if he was a real person... There was an actual man like that out there. How could you ever? I would never feel like I was able to defend anything because there's just maniacs like that. Did you see that that teaser that Netflix tweeted out?
Yes, I
okay.
did.
It's basically Frank Castle goes Rambo. He's like he's not wearing camouflage. He's wearing a fucking black hoodie in the middle of the woods. There's soldiers around him. They're all dressed in you know very appropriate camouflage. He's in a black hoodie and a knife, and he's just taking out everybody. And he's just growling and grunty the whole time.
Yeah. It shows you the direction of the show they're going to go for.
The marketing for this show, the buildup is so uniquely, insanely amazing. I can't stand it. Like, I'm fucking, my hands are sweating just trying to, like, talking about it. Like, I can't wait to see this show. And the fact they won't give us the release date, it's like, oh, you motherfuckers, just give me Frank Castle already. I'm waiting for it. I want it.
Yeah. Mm. It's going to be brutal.
Yes.
Like, you could just from the teaser and the way they're going to do, I mean, yeah.
I mean,
it's going to be good.
All the most violent stuff of the second season of Daredevil was everything he was involved in. I mean, that his entire show is just going to be chaos and blood and just guttural, just noises. Like, oh, yeah. I can't wait, man. I cannot wait. It's going to be so good. Yeah, I think in the way the marketing, it's amping up. Like, they're getting more and more frequent about the in-your-faces of it. We got to be just a couple weeks away from this thing debuting, because Thor comes out November 3rd. So we're 6 weeks away. They got to give people time to watch it. I bet we're within 2 weeks from this show debuting on Netflix.
You think so? That soon?
Yeah. I bet you no later than like the first week in October, the first Friday in October, the 6th. Or maybe, you know, You think it'll be Friday the 13th then?
No, because so you have Stranger Things, right? That month?
But they come out on October 27th. So it could be the 6th or the 13th. That's 2 or 3 weeks before Stranger Things. And it's before Thor. I mean, because they usually release in, like, what, May and November, right? Like, that's when they hit, so... I can't see them coming out a week after Stranger Things, because Stranger Things is going to dominate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to shut everything down on Netflix. So I really think they got to get Frank out soon.
Well, you'd think if they like, they're just not going to. I wouldn't say they're going to spring it on you. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't think so?
They should have had at least a date out there or something, or even like.
Well, they keep telling you 2017, and the rest is redacted. So, motherfuckers.
Oh well. I wonder if they have told you, like, if anyone, and it's just kind of like in a code or something like that.
I guarantee they have, but you know, the internet's failing us, man. Because I'm not smart to figure that shit out, and nobody on Reddit has so far. So,
because there was that whole deal with the Morse code, with each title of the episode.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm how they wondering out the if titles. There's another code within those ones. But if you say that it hasn't been on Reddit yet, then...
I haven't seen anything. And,
then, you know, it hasn't been released. Because I've been fucking... Everyone looking. Figure... I mean, there's one or two people that figure shit out, so...
Yeah. Yeah, it's one or two guys, and, you know, all they do is watch Gravity Falls and drink Coke all day, but, you know, God bless them. We need people like that.
Coke or Mountain Dew. Like, what is it? Let's see here. You said you checked Reddit?
Yeah. I couldn't find shit earlier, but I'm not really adept at Reddit... And it's kind of not really lost on me, but it's kind of lost on me. You know what I mean?
So Reddit is hard. You have to, like, actively search, like...
It's Reddit. A navigator. I need everything to be super obvious right in my face.
You need Google to do the work for you. Where
I mean, like, that's what it's there for. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, let's see.
See, right? Yeah. Are you finding no luck with that? Yeah.
No, yeah, no luck.
Somebody's got to be on it eventually.
Yeah, sometimes you'll get, like, these... They'll have, like, three comments on them. They're not even, like, uprated.
Right.
But they have the information in them. You know,
you just got to start doing some deep crawling.
Yeah, you do, and it's
weird. In the deep, dark corners.
Because sometimes they'll... Right, so... They'll have a person ask a question like, "Oh, when is it coming out?" You know, like,
and
then you'll have like a few comments on it, and one of the comments will be like, "My guess is November,"
or
something
right.
like that. You know,
but in this case, I am that guy.
Yes,
I think it's gonna be soon. And in my gut, you know, it's telling me backstreet on this one. I think we're definitely pretty close.
I would assume so, right?
I mean, yeah, I think it's definitely going to be before Thor, and I completely forgot about Stranger Things. So yeah, it's within a couple of weeks we're going to be.
How did you forget about Stranger able to binge?
I don't know, man, because there's so much, like, David Harbour as Hellboy, like, on just the sickest, you know, steroids fucking they have to offer. He looks so badass.
I really loved the first one, and I thought Ron Perlman was perfect as
absolutely.
It, but this one looks real.
Yeah.
Right. Like this one. The other one was a little more cartoony.
Yeah.
But still looked great.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But this one, like, it looks serious. Like, freaking. He looks like Glenn Danzig painted red.
Like, they just grabbed Ron Perlman as Hellboy and Jason Momoa and shook him in a blender for a minute. Just poured it out.
Yeah. We're going to make him greasy and dirty and just like, yeah.
Yeah. I dig it.
I think it looks great.
The new Hand of Doom too, man. Yeah, it looks it's a hard thing to pull off. Like, even from like the Ron Perlman movies, they did a great job, but it the fingers
like
look a little too
wrong.
Long. I think, yeah,
Like, why do, I don't know why they make it his, why, as they make it like a prosthetic. Like, they should just make it his hand, because most of the comics, they're the same length.
Yeah.
His arms are the same length, right? Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they're not making it just like essentially a puppet hand.
Yeah.
But like, you know, but you know, like, so it's the, so his arms are the
same
length.
So it's more like a gauntlet instead of a
like a gauntlet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but cuz they keep making it so it's way longer.
Yeah.
And you know, it looks
kind of like a cannon, like he's Cyborg.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, like if you look in the comics, most of the time it's the same like length.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they keep choosing to do that, but
yeah, the Ron Perlman fingers too. They looked more like chunks of brick instead of like fingers. Yeah, there was
like stone and
yeah.
But I mean, they don't have to. They can be the stone. They can still be like a gauntlet like type thing, but make it so it's kind of just a glove and not where he's holding this thing that extends a foot. You know, where he's not like in Happy Freaking Gilmore where what's his name has the fake hand and it makes his arm 2 feet longer than his other arm.
Oh yeah, Chubbs.
Chubbs. Yeah.
I think it depends on the comic too, right? Because some of the
artists, or you know, like some of the art is different, but for the most part, it is the same length. Hmm. You know, if you look up,
it makes it look more like a Hand of Doom, I guess, if it's giant in stone.
No. What I'm saying is that like it could still be stone, like
huge
and heavy, just but like the length
a little
wise,
bit closer
start,
to size.
Start up,
yeah.
by the forearm, and use your actual hand, but as more of like a kind of like a puppet for another hand.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, is David Harbour going to go with pretty close to his own voice? Do you think they enhance him at all, or do they just let him do his
thing? They'll let him. He's got a pretty good voice.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he can just kind of like, I mean, they let Ron Perlman, well, that's Ron Perlman.
But that's Ron Perlman. Yeah. It's like halfway through, it's like, oh no, that's Ron
Perlman.
He gets to do that. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, sometimes the art is like his hand is massive.
Right.
And then sometimes it's like normal size.
It's either Rob Liefeld version or normal version is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Fucking Captain America chest, man.
Oh, God.
The mountain.
I do love his art, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's good. Not Liefeld's, but
Mignola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to go wrong. The contract is freaking... The contrast between what he does is awesome.
Yeah. The artwork, it fucking matters, man, in books. It really does.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so that's my... I'll never even open up something if the front cover doesn't look awesome.
If the cover sucks?
If the cover sucks, I'm not opening it up.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I was at Comic-Con, and these guys, like, a really small group, like, they had their own comic, and they had a group of different comics, and they're, like, trying to sell it, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, check this out. And as soon as I see it, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be polite to these guys. And so then I, like, thumbed through it and looked, and then I asked them a couple questions, and then I left. But I'm like...
Right.
That art sucks shit. Like, I was thinking to myself, why? I can't believe these guys have a booth at Boston Comic Con and I don't.
Well, I mean, you could too if you registered and paid your fee.
Right?
You
know, no, exactly. You know, that's, but it's like these poor sons of bitches, man.
Yeah.
Like, I know they love what they do, and the artist is, he's okay, but it's not.
Everybody expects to be the next Walking Dead, where you're just found at a con, and then, you know, overnight you're a superstar and you have the one of the greatest entertainment properties ever created. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just that easy, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, even that art's like he can't draw different faces.
No.
Right. So, but still, the art is it looks good, right?
Yeah.
It has a catch to it. You look at it, you're like, oh, it's kind
of
visceral quality.
The black
quality,
and white really,
you know,
helps too.
Right. You know, contrasting style, right? You know? And then that grabs you.
Mm-hmm.
And then and his covers are always good.
Yeah.
Always good. Right. So then you look at the cover, you open it up, you're like, oh, cool. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you start reading, you get deeper. You know, like that's why Liefeld was so popular, is because even though if his art's not great, it's still pretty good.
It's very eye-catching.
I mean, and it's super eye-catching, and yes, there's just so many pockets and guns and just
pouches.
Any teenage boy is just, like, instantly, you know, just right to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Yeah. Like, oh my god, look how badass this character is. And then you open it up, and you're stuck, and you buy it, so.
Then you're out $3.99 if you're lucky. Yep.
Yeah, if you're lucky. Oh, man. And then you realize you can't draw feet, so.
Yeah. I don't know, like, drawing is just, that's just one of those things that always seemed way too difficult to grasp. You know what I mean?
Drawing?
Yeah. Just can't do it, man. And with my kid, like, she always wants me to draw with her, and I'm like, I'll fucking try. So just, you know, I'll grab the giant chalk and go at it. But it's like, oh, I'm not a very good example to learn art from.
Yeah, like, so art, especially drawing, you don't have to have any talent to be really good at it. You can practice, practice. It's kind of like playing. You can play, play guitar if you practice really hard.
Right.
You know, 8 hours a day, you practice, you can become really good at it. Mm. Some of these guys, they have a natural, amazing ability, and they do that too. So then they become, they're just freaking amazing. That's why they're amazing.
You just got to Groundhog Day it. Just every day, just keep drawing.
Like, right, exactly. So I have a pretty good, okay, like, natural ability, but I don't put any time into it, so therefore, I'm not good at it, right? So it's like, you really have to put the time into it.
You got to get one of those drawing tablets.
I do. No, yeah. Even just like an iPad Pro, I would be like, just sit down and. So of course I say this.
Right.
But I'll probably buy it and then never freaking use it,
use it for other things. You know, like watching movies and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I should draw. It's like, but, you know, fucking Game of Thrones is on, man.
Yeah, I have to be in a very specific mood to want to draw.
Yeah.
And then once I do get into it, I do get better for a while, and then I kind of regress and don't draw for a while, and then I'm like,
That's got to be a hard hobby to get into, because either you're good at it or you're not. So most times for hobbies, you got to do stuff you enjoy and have fun with. But if you're just drawing dicks all day long, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, this fucking sucks. And then, you know, then your hobby becomes just another thing you hate.
Yeah, see, so I do have this natural ability, and sometimes I do like drawing, but most of the time I don't, because it, like, hurts my hands.
Should get those gloves. Have you seen those gloves on Amazon you wear for, like, typing too much and all that?
No.
Oh, no, they're fancy looking.
I press down so hard,
and
it just, like, hurts my hand.
So you draw your emotions out then.
I think so. That's probably why I have to do it every once in a while. It's like a therapy.
Yeah. You know, you could do it in the Hobbit house along with the wife as she has her tea and lovely breads. You could just be sitting in a corner drawing angrily.
Yes.
Telling you, that fucking little Hobbit nook might be happening one day. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever dream house area. I always wanted to live on a lake, so maybe like a Hobbit house on a lake. I think that'd be some dope shit.
Lake house living would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Although I've accepted that way of life probably won't happen around here.
Not where you live, unless, you know, you hit the lotto or something, and then you could buy all that Dubeck furniture. But
yeah, yeah, there's $1 million homes.
How upset would the neighbors be in like a super rich area? You know, if you or I would just win the lottery and roll up, and they're just unpacking like, you know, a Mortal Kombat machine and a giant Dubeck couch and all this other shit. And they're like, what kind of asshole is moving in next to us?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
The property values would just, they drop.
Have like a V8 on my lawnmower.
Right.
Wasn't that a movie, Neighbors, with like Richard Pryor or something?
Oh, yeah. Was it Randy Quaid? Wasn't he Randy the insane Quaid. Neighbor?
I think so.
The go-to like, nuts guy from movies.
He had like a super, like a V8 push lawnmower.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're right. Yeah. I forgot all about that movie.
I think that's one of those movies.
Richard Pryor had twin sons, but they pretended to be the same person in school, and they split the duties, which I thought was genius. But look back on it, like, that would never work. But at the time, it's like, well, these kids they're the smartest fucking kids alive.
1981.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no. Is that that one? No,
it had to be. How many movies did he
John
do
Belushi
called Moving?
Dan Aykroyd.
That's just Neighbors. Oh, shit. Moving is the name of the
Richard Pryor. Oh, Moving. Yes, yeah. That's the one. Oh, God.
That could have been that much further than 81, though. Like, that's probably
1988.
Like, 88, damn.
1988.
They're all a blur, man.
Like, that one, all I remember is the lawnmower from that movie. I don't know why.
I don't think you're wrong.
Oh, because it's giant. Oh, it's huge. It's just effing massive, and he's not mowing anything.
He's not?
You should look over... You should Google moving movie lawnmower. It's quite impressive.
Oh, dude, come on. I bet you Randy Quaid, that's probably a prop he kept.
Yeah. It's too bad he doesn't have a house to with a lawn to mow it.
I mean, he might be living on someone's lawn. Maybe he could just chip in and mow.
He's living, like, outside his brother's house or something, like in a guest house.
Yeah, Dennis just walks by shaking his head every day like, motherfucker. He just looks at his feet as he's walking to his truck to go to work.
Do you ever see Randy Quaid and his wife?
Oh, yes. In all their videos towards Rupert Murdoch. Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, my God. He's so insane.
Yeah, Evie, bend over. Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, they're so bonkers.
He's completely lost it.
Yeah,
I wonder if he ever had it.
Dennis Quaid seems so completely normal. How is Randy just so? Man, that dude's fucked up. It's like the Gary Busey thing, man. You hit your head a couple of times, and shit just gets way too real.
Yeah,
gotta wear helmets, man, and you know probably not do as much coke.
Yeah.
It might help. Let's see. So, okay, we haven't heard anything. There's a Halloween reboot in the works coming from Danny McBride and David Gordon Green. Eastbound and Down, now they're doing Vice Principals, which is back in HBO, thank God, because, you know, we all need Walt Goggins in our life on the regular. But from Blumhouse Productions, they tweeted out that Jamie Lee Curtis is coming back to play Laurie Strode in the new Halloween reboot. I don't know how much... they said initially that it was going to be a reboot of the franchise or maybe like a re-energizing, some shit like that. But I want to say they used the actual word reboot. So how... I mean, it's awesome to see her coming back. I mean, I don't know of a better way, you know, for them to do it. But does this... Is it a full reboot and they're just going to have her be an older sister where like they maybe show a younger version? Like, are they going to combine Halloween 1 and H2O basically? You know what I mean? But, like, set it in the new universe? Or does this one fall into continuity and they're going to ignore the Halloween with Busta Rhymes? Like, it's so... I want to know. Like, I need four of them to tell me an established timeline so I know how excited to get about this movie. Because it's exciting either way, but I want to know how pumped to get. You know what I mean?
So, how old is Jamie Lee Curtis? She's, like, 60-something?
No, she can't be 60. Is she really?
Oh, God. She's gotta be.
Oh, man.
She's gotta be.
58. Very close.
Almost. Yeah, there you go. So, so is Lori gonna be the mother?
No.
Are they gonna do a reimagining of a mother?
No. All the tweet from Blumhouse Productions, all it said was, her iconic role is Laurie Strode. So you're right. Like, there is some wiggle room in there to where she's playing Laurie Strode, but maybe she could be... the mom, you know, in a nice little twist, kind of like, you know, her mom in Psycho getting whacked. Maybe she'll get taken out in the shower kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe something like that. Because I think of
she'll
this
have her
point,
Janet Leigh moment.
I mean, at this point, she's like an older sister. You mean like, well, yeah, way older sister, you know, like.
Yeah.
You
or,
know, like,
or maybe they were the same age at the time, but then that puts Michael in his late 50s too. Yeah, you're right. That's a hell of a good point, Maddie. She might be the mother in this.
She might be the mother. You know, like, because that'll be like a little interesting twist, and then, like, you can involve her in it. It's,
I like it.
A reboot, kind of reimagining.
You buy in the old fans with it too almost instantly because it adds a credibility to the movie.
I mean, that's what they were trying to do with H2O, and
I liked H2O. Am I the only one who liked that movie?
I think so. I think you might be the only one.
So,
there was some interesting things in it.
I love the fact the way they had Jamie Lee Curtis in that movie. She was fucking fantastic. I mean, you know, with you really felt like, you know, this is how Laurie Strode would be, you know, these days.
Yeah.
And oh my God. So good. I mean, okay, granted, you know, Hartnett, ugh, you know, but at least it wasn't the other doofus from the fucking American Pie movies.
The other doofus.
You know the guy's name. He was in the Street Fighter movie that they did with Christian Crook. I can remember her name from Smallville.
From American Pie, the lacrosse player guy?
Yes.
Shit. I've tried to forget his name.
I don't want to Google it because I'm trying to...
Chris Klein.
Got him. There we go. Yeah. So, I mean, at least Josh Hartnett, like, you know, he's like a better Chris Klein. I mean, you know, I don't think that's unfair to say. So, you know, I really like that movie. God, maybe I'm the only one who liked that movie.
Well, okay, so when did you see it, and how did you see it?
Oh, okay, I was actually in Biloxi at the time at Keesler.
Oh.
And I saw it in a day room.
Did you see it in the shitty theater?
No, I saw it in a
day room. Oh, you saw it in a day room?
I did. It was a rental, a videotape, sir.
Maybe that's why. Maybe it's
just nostalgia.
Were you by yourself?
No, it was actually, I think it was the first movie that I could watch as like the whatever, like the phase four, that, you know what I mean, where you could use like the fancy day room, you know what I mean?
Okay, so now while you're watching the movie, were there a bunch of people that started out watching the movie with you, and did
yes.
they slowly get up and like
no.
kind of walk away?
No.
No?
Like,
no?
I remember that, one particular gentleman, not to spoil the movie for anyone who hasn't seen it, LL Cool J's in it, and he may or may not be set up to look like maybe he gets killed, and this guy, he was in the movie until that part, and when he thought LL got killed, he was right the fuck out the door. But then when, you know, it's spoiler, I'm just going to tell everybody, sorry, LL survived, he came back around, he's like, yo, LL lived, he comes running back in, and, you know, he checked back in, so.
VHS.
It still stands up.
Have you seen it since?
I think, oh yeah, I have. If I watch the Halloween movies, I'm kind of selective. I will watch Halloween 3. That's Season of the Witch. I will watch that one.
Yes, the weird one?
Sometimes, yeah. I by and large, I will skip the ones with Danielle Harris because that was a little weird with like the niece of Michael Myers, but she was cyclically linked to him somehow. Resurrection, I skip right out of the gate unless it's on USA, you know, because... I mean, Busta Rhymes, sometimes like 1 in the morning, it's just what you need, but not usually, because the rest of the actors in that are just terrible. So by and large, it's 1, 2, and then H2O, or the Halloween movies I watch, and then maybe the first Rob Zombie one, and not the second.
I've never seen the second one.
You could skip it entirely.
Because the first one, I was like, meh.
If you thought the first one was meh, you're going to absolutely hate the second one.
Like the first one, there's just so many unnecessary things in it.
Are you a fan of his movies on their own? Like, have you seen any of it?
We
saw House of a Thousand Corpses, right? Like, that's when we saw it again.
Yeah, we saw that one, and we saw Devil's Rejects.
Yes.
I liked both of those.
Yeah.
I did like Lords of Salem.
Really?
I did, yeah.
Man, that
I think
one.
It's really. I like how it's kind of like Rosemary's Baby type creepiness. And just kind of slow burn it.
Yeah,
I kind of liked it. Yeah,
man, that
I know.
It was hard for me to lock into that one because it was just so. It was a very slow burn and just. Oh man, yeah. I was staring at the screen, just waiting for something. I was like, come on, man. Let's see Bill Moseley come in and just, you know, say something witty, hack somebody's face off. Like, let's get some shit. And then, it was just such a slow burn.
Yeah. Whew. So that one you watch, you know, at night. All the lights off, you know, at Halloween or whatever, something like that,
right.
Where, you know, you just kind of like lounge out and just maybe get scared by it.
I think for me, if I wanted to go to bed early, I would watch that one and I'd follow it up with The Cell.
Ah. The one with Jennifer Lawrence? Or not Jennifer
Jennifer
Lawrence,
Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez. Yeah.
Vince Vaughn. Vincent D'Onofrio, too, is the giant guy who wasn't supposed to be the guy from Legend or whatever the fuck he was. I don't know.
Yeah, and his, like, his dream is or his mind.
I don't know, man. Yeah,
dude,
that's
so
another
weird.
One I'm just completely gone. Like, for me, like, the weird horror movies, I think, for me, started and stopped with Lawnmower Man.
I don't even know that's a horror movie, dude.
It counts. What, it was Stephen King,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Or am I
yeah,
misremembering?
It's okay, so... It's based off a short story by Stephen King, but mm-hmm. He disowned it completely.
Did he really?
Because it has nothing to do with his short story.
I never read the short story. I just thought it was a really bad short story, but I don't know.
Well, I'm sure it's a bad short story, but...
Right. Well, I mean, yeah. I did like his books, though. Like, as a kid, like that was like the one horror thing like most school libraries had where Stephen King
oh,
novels.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely all Stephen King, which is weird because there is a lot of really bad stuff in them.
Yeah, a lot of really fucked up stuff. First time I read Christine, I was like, I was way too young to be reading that. Checked it out from school.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I noticed they had a lot of Stephen King stuff, maybe because he was local, but no Dean Koontz, which is like the same guy, you know, like the same thing.
But he's the one who wrote all those, like Ben Affleck did a couple of his movies, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But early Ben Affleck.
You mean like Along Came a Spider and all that stuff?
Yeah, or... like in that age time frame. He might have done one like right around Good Will Hunting time too. What was the one that they were yelling about in Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back? Because I want to say that
Phantoms?
Book, yes. Phantoms. I want to say that book was about...
You're the bomb in Phantoms, yo.
Was about a psychic link between a dog and like a psychopathic Sasquatch of sorts.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of themes with Dean Koontz books. Is there a lot of weird supernatural creatures and then just heavy on the MILF sex.
Yeah, and then Ben Affleck just yelling at everybody. It's pretty strange. Pretty fucking strange.
Yeah, but so Lawnmower Man, he disowned it. He did not want his name anywhere near it.
Yeah. That was one of the first real movies to use, like, it was heavy computer graphics at the time, right?
Yeah. So when was the last time you've seen that?
Oh, man. I don't know. What year did it come out?
Probably so that year.
Yeah, probably that year.
Yeah, so.
I have not revisited Lawnmower Man.
The CGI has not held up even a little bit.
Oh, that's a shame.
You ever remember that?
And that was Pierce Brosnan too, man. Like that, he's an actual act. Oh yeah, I'm looking at pictures right now. That looks like complete dog shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, big time.
People would revolt if a 3DS game came out with graphics like that. Like, what is this cheap piece of shit?
So I was given the Lawnmower Man for Super NES one year.
They made a game Christmas. Out of this?
Yeah, they made a game, and it was just absolute shit. It was so bad, but it had like.
Are we talking like Friday the 13th, the game, like dog shit? Like, you know what I mean? With like the weird Jason music and like the cabins that never had shit in there. So, yeah, okay.
This one also had like VR modes, which is actually like, you know, like the whole Star Fox where it's like F4 mode or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it did a lot of that. So it kind of looked like if you ever played the Sega game, is it Trailblazer or whatever? Something like that. Is what if you. Just look up Super NES Lawnmower Man game. And I'm sure the ratings for that are just absolutely terrible and stuff, so.
Oh, boy. Then, yeah, that looks... Wow.
The controls were so bad. It was just incredibly hard.
It looks like it goes stuff. In and out. Yeah, it's they're using a quasi-Wolfenstein sort of generator, but then it's like a Double Dragons crawler at one point. Man.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of different games in this, like, little side. It was super bad.
And then what's the level with actual Jeff Fahey's face in the... Man.
Wow, yeah, so that's the boss. That's the end boss. Mm-hmm. I think I beat it once. And I was, like, determined to beat it because I hated it so much.
Just because you spent so much time playing it, so it was just a battle of wills at that point. It was just all in principle.
Yeah. Yep, like I will kick the shit out of you one way or another.
I'm gonna fuck you up no matter what, Jeff Fahey. I tell you what.
Actually, you know what? I might go on Twitch and see if I can find someone playing this game.
Yeah, or you just start a Twitch and you just play that game. Yeah. Like you just go find all the old SNES games. You get like the old Jaws game. You know what I mean? You can find an old copy of the Goonies game.
Now I want to play Echo the Dolphin and kill some sharks.
Oh, that you did kill sharks. Oh my god, that's right. So many great games. Earthworm Jim, that'll be one like that should be revisited.
See, I have that one on my Game Boy Advance that I still have.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Does it still work?
It still works. I powered it up the other day.
Look at that.
the one I used to play in the desert. Because I bought that one and play it on the launch truck.
Oh yeah.
I think I beat Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, probably like 30 times.
I was a big fan of the PlayStation 1s that came with the flip-up screen on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember how those became all the rage for a couple of years there, and everybody had one, like, wherever you looked?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was one of those guys on board with it. It was a fucking lifesaver for some of those trips, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, when they had PS2 and then it could play DVDs and stuff.
Oh yeah,
and I bought one of those little screens and like yeah.
Play it right
in your little area. Your
now we all have calculators in our pockets, like all our teachers said we wouldn't. You know what I mean? Fuck.
Right. You're not gonna have a calculator in your pocket.
It's like, whatever, bitch. Look at this fucking powerful ass computer I got. You're rolling. You could translate stuff. You could do math. You could buy teddy bear, you know, hats on Amazon. It's amazing. Good stuff. All right, everybody. Well, we're going to let you go here before we go further down the rabbit hole. For everything we talked about and more, please head over to adamsers.com and check it out. For everybody who came over and started liking the Facebook out of nowhere, thank you very much. Don't forget to rate and subscribe the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, YouTube, wherever you watch it. We really appreciate it. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, things you want to rattle off at us, please hit us up on the contact page at the website. On behalf of Matt, I'm Aaron. We'll talk to you guys later. Peace. All right.